Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a subweight blueprint for an edit layer in Ableton Live 12, aimed right at those jungle and old-school DNB vibes. And first, just to frame this properly, this is not about making a second drop. This is about building the section in between the main statement and the next impact, the part where the track breathes, mutates, and gets that proper record-like movement. That's the edit layer. It should feel like a bridge, not a replacement. In classic jungle and old-school DNB, this section matters a lot because the style lives on short bass phrases, evolving break edits, and low-end movement that feels heavy, but controlled. If the sub is too static, the whole track can feel flat. If it's too wide or too busy, the groove loses focus. So the goal here is movement with discipline. We're going to build the 16-bar arrangement edit layer in Ableton Live 12 with three main parts: a mono sub, a mid-bass or res layer, and some breakbeat edits. Then we'll shape the energy with automation, bus processing, and arrangement contrast so the whole thing feels DJ-friendly and intentional. Let's start with the arrangement setup. Duplicate or sketch out your main bass and drum section into a new region in arrangement view that lasts 16 bars. If you began in session view, record your idea into arrangement first. Then carve out a dedicated edit layer after the first drop. Keep this section separate from your main drop, so you can make bolder choices without wrecking the original idea. Organize your tracks into three lanes: sub, mid-bass, and break or drum edits. Color coding helps a lot here. I usually like the sub darker, the drums brighter, and the mid-bass something distinct so I can move fast while editing. In DNB, speed matters because arrangement decisions tend to happen in tiny rhythmic details. Now for the foundation. The sub, load operator or waveatable on a MIDI track and keep it simple. We want a clean mono sub, usually a sine wave or something very close to it. Turn mono on. Keep legato off unless you specifically want glide behavior. The idea is a sub that speaks rhythmically, not one that just drones forever underneath everything. Start with short note lengths and deliberate gaps. A really strong DNB trick is to let the bass phrase breathe instead of sustaining nonstop. Try writing just 2 to 4 notes per bar at first. For example, root note on beat 1, then a short answer on the end of 2, then maybe a pickup before the snare on the next bar. Keep the phrase compact and memorable. Here's the big teacher note. In this style, the sub is your reference point. If the root note is not clear, especially on small speakers, the whole section loses authority. So don't overcomplicate the sub line. Let the rhythm do the work. Now add the mid-bass or res layer. This is where the character comes in. Use waveatable, operator, or analog if you want something a bit rougher and more old school. Build a restyle patch with 2 detuned oscillators, a low-pass filter, and a little saturation or drive. You want grit, but not low-end chaos. A good stock chain is waveatable into saturator, then auto-filter, then utility. Keep the low-end narrow and controlled. If you use stereo width, let that happen higher up in the spectrum, not down in the foundation. High-pass the mid-bass around 80 to 120 Hz so it stays out of the sub's way. If it gets muddy, reduce some low-mid buildup around 200 to 350 Hz. That range can get congested fast in dense drum and bass arrangements. The most important thing here is call and response. Don't just copy the sub rhythm exactly. Let the sub land on the downbeat and let the res answer on offbeats or pickup notes. Alternate between stabs and slightly longer notes every couple of bars. That push-pull between the layers is what makes the edit section feel alive. And a really useful bit of groove advice: phrase the bass against the snare, not just the kick. A lot of the energy in jungle and old-school DNB comes from how the bass line reacts to the snare placement. Try hitting just before or just after the snare. That tiny bit of tension can do more than adding another layer. Now let's bring in the breakbeat edits. Load a classic break, or chop your own drum loop, and either keep it on audio or slice it to a new MIDI track with simpler. For jungle energy, you want the break to feel edited, not merely looped. Cut it into 1/16 or 1/8 slices. Add ghost notes, and rearrange a kick or two every couple of bars to keep it alive. If needed, layer a clean kick and snare under the break for extra punch. On the drum bus, drum bus is your friend. Use it lightly for drive and transient shape, and maybe a touch of glue compressor for cohesion. We're not trying to crush the break into a brick. We just want it to hit with intent. A little gain reduction, maybe 1 or 2 dB on the bus, is often enough. Also, don't over-quantize the break to death. A bit of swing or human variation can make it feel more authentic. Jungle and old-school DNB often sound great when there's a tiny bit of unpredictability in the slice placement. Now let's think in phrases. Build this edit layer as a 4-bar cell, then repeat it 4 times across the 16 bars. But each repeat needs a small change. That's the key. Repetition creates hypnosis. Variation creates momentum. So you might structure it like this. Bars 1 to 4. Basic bass phrase and a fairly straight break. Bars 5 to 8. Add a pickup note and maybe an extra ghost snare. Bars 9 to 12. Automate filter movement and introduce a fill. Bars 13 to 16. Strip it back so the transition into the next section feels clean and strong. That less is more idea is really important here. If every bar gets bigger, the section stops feeling like an edit and starts feeling like a second main section. You want it to reframe the groove, not bulldoze it. Let's talk automation, because this is where the section really comes to life. Use auto filter to slowly open the mid bass over 4 or 8 bars. Start the cutoff lower, maybe around 250 Hz, and let it rise up toward around 1.2 kHz by the end of the phrase if the track can handle it. Use saturator drive sparingly if you want the edge to grow before a fill. A little more drive before the turnaround can make the section feel like it's leaning forward. You can also use echo or reverb very selectively, but keep the low end dry. If you want atmosphere, put it on the upper percussion or on a single snare hit at the end of a bar. Don't smear the sub with space effects. The foundation has to stay centered and solid. A really good move is to pull the bass out for a fraction of a bar before a snare or fill. That tiny vacuum can make the next hit feel massive. Indeed, NB, tension is often created by subtraction, not by stacking more sound. Now group your tracks into buses. Put the bass tracks into a bass bus and the drums into a drum bus. On the bass bus, use EQ8 for cleanup, maybe a little saturator for density, and a compressor or glue compressor if it helps the two bass layers feel like one instrument. On the drum bus, use drum bus and EQ8 to shape the break and remove unnecessary low rumble. If the bass sounds huge in solo but disappears in context, the fix is often not to turn it up. Instead, shorten the notes, reduce low mid buildup, or simplify the sub rhythm. In this style, clarity beats sheer size. If you want to check the energy, use spectrum to make sure the sub is centered and not bloated by harmonics. Again, the question is not just is it loud, but can I still feel the root note clearly? Now let's shape the final structure of the 16-bar section. Think in 2-bar or 4-bar sentences. You could build the section as little chapters. A tight opening, then a slight lift, then a more obvious fill, then a strip turnaround. For example, bars 1 to 4, the groove is minimal and grounded. Bars 5 to 8, the reese gets a little more animated. Bars 9 to 12, the filter opens and the drums mutate slightly. Bars 13 to 16, you strip out the reese or even drop the bass density for the last 2 bars so the next section hits harder. That last part is especially effective. If you remove the mid bass for the final bars and let the sub plus break carry the handoff, the next drop will feel much bigger. The contrast does the work for you. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, too much sub movement. Keep the sub simpler than the mid bass. Let it anchor the groove. Second, bass and kick fading in the same space. Shorten notes around kicks and use EQ and utility to separate the layers instead of just turning everything up. Third, making the reese too wide in the low end. Width belongs higher up. The foundation should stay mono and focused. Fourth, break edits that are too robotic. A bit of imperfect timing can actually make the groove feel more authentic and more alive. Fifth, over automation. You do not need 10 things moving at once. A couple of well-placed automation moves will sound more professional than non-stop motion. Here are a few extra pro moves if you want this to hit darker and heavier. Try resampling the bass bus. Print a few bars of the movement to audio, then re-import it and chop it up. Once it's audio, you can reverse slices, make tiny gaps, or reshape the transients in ways MIDI won't give you. You can also make the mid bass a little more aggressive with short filter envelope decay, somewhere around 80 to 250 milliseconds, so it feels more stabbing and talkative. And if you want an old-school flavor, use control dirt on the mid layer only. Saturator, overdrive, or pedal can add attitude, but keep the sub clean so the distortion reads as character, not mud. Another strong move is to automate tiny filter changes on the break itself, especially on fills. Even a subtle high-pass sweep or band-pass flick can make the section feel more animated without turning it into an effects showcase. Let's wrap this into a practical workflow. Spend about 15 minutes building a 16-bar subweight edit layer from scratch. Make a mono sub with a 4-note phrase. Add a reese-like mid-bass and high-pass at above 100 Hz. Chop or program a break with at least 3 variations. Automate auto-filter cutoff over 8 bars. Add one short fill around bars 7 or 8, and a strip-down moment around bars 15 or 16. Then bounce the bass bus to audio and test whether the section still feels strong when the reese is simplified. That last test is huge. If the bass line still feels musical with the drums muted, then your phrasing is strong. If it only works because of the break, the bass idea probably needs more identity on its own. So the big takeaway is this. A strong subweight blueprint in an Ableton Live 12 edit layer comes from bounce. Keep the sub clear and rhythmic. Let the mid bass bring the attitude. Shape the break so it interacts with the low end. Use automation to create motion, and use subtraction to create tension. If the section feels heavy, readable, and DJ-friendly, you've nailed it. All right, now go build that edit layer and make it talk back to the drums.